WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, practicing gratitude for happiness and fulfillment. Ever feel like you're chasing happiness, running on a hamster wheel that just keeps going? We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us what will make us happy. The latest gadgets, fancy vacations, even that perfect Instagram life. But here's the thing true, lasting happiness often comes from looking inward and appreciating what we already have. Think of it like this. You wouldn't just admire a beautiful sunset without taking a moment to actually see its colors, would you? So, how do we cultivate this gratitude muscle? How do we shift our focus from wanting more to appreciating what's right in front of us? Well, get ready because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your happiness game. First things first. Actively notice the good stuff. It sounds simple, but our brains are wired to focus on the negative. We tend to dwell on what's missing or what could be better. But here's a radical idea: try consciously paying attention to the little joys throughout your day. That warm cup of coffee in the morning, the laughter shared with a loved one, even a sunny patch of sky peeking through the clouds. These moments, when we truly savor them, are the building blocks of happiness. Number 2. Keep a gratitude journal. Seriously, this is game-changing. Every day, jot down 3 things you're genuinely grateful for, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious meal to a supportive friend to simply waking up feeling healthy. This daily ritual trains your brain to recognize and appreciate the good in your life. 3. Practice mindful appreciation. This isn't just about saying thank you, it's about truly experiencing the gift of something. When you receive a present, take a moment to really look at it, feel its texture, and imagine the thoughtfulness behind it. When you enjoy a meal, savor each bite, notice the flavors, and appreciate the effort that went into preparing it. Number 4. Express gratitude to others. Telling someone how much you appreciate them can have a profound impact on both of you. It strengthens relationships, fosters kindness, and spreads positivity like wildfire. A simple thank you can go a long way. And finally, number 5. Remember that happiness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs in life, but cultivating gratitude helps us navigate those challenges with more resilience and grace. It's about finding joy in the everyday moments, appreciating what we have, and being open to the good that's yet to come. Think about a time when you felt truly grateful. Maybe it was for a special occasion, or maybe it was just a quiet moment of peace and contentment. Remember that feeling because that's what we want to cultivate more often in our lives. How about this scenario? You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your mind starts racing with worries. You feel your stress level skyrocketing. But then you take a deep breath and remember. At least you have a car to drive, a job to go to, and the freedom to move around. You notice the beautiful scenery passing by, and even find yourself humming along to your favorite song on the radio. Suddenly, that frustrating situation doesn't seem so bad after all. See? Gratitude can change our perspective in an instant. So remember, friends, true happiness isn't about chasing external validation or accumulating things. It's about cultivating an inner sense of contentment and appreciating the beauty that surrounds us every day. We've covered a lot today, 5 key takeaways to help you practice gratitude and a lot greater happiness and fulfillment. But it's up to you to put these tips into action. Start noticing the good stuff, keep that gratitude journal handy, express your appreciation to others, and remember that joy is always within reach. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you're grateful for right now? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's create a wave of positivity together. Until next time, keep striving for balance, and remember happiness is a journey, not a destination.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.